Simon & Schuster Audio presents 1776 by David McCullough. Read by the author, with narration by Anne Toomey.
The reflection upon my situation and that of this army produces many an uneasy hour, when all around me are wrapped in sleep. Few people know the predicament we are in. General George Washington, January 14, 1776. Sovereign Duty. On the afternoon of Thursday, October 26, 1775, His Royal Majesty George III, King of England, rode in royal splendor from St. James's Palace to the Palace of Westminster, there to address the opening of Parliament on the increasingly distressing issue of war in America. The day was cool, but clear skies and sunshine, a rarity in London, brightened everything, and the royal cavalcade, spruced and polished, shone to perfection. In an age that had given England such rousing patriotic songs as God Save the King and Rule Britannia, in a nation that adored ritual and gorgeous pageantry, it was a scene hardly to be improved upon. An estimated 60,000 people had turned out. They lined the whole route through St. James's Park. At Westminster, people were packed solid, many having stood since morning, hoping for a glimpse of the king or some of the notables of Parliament. So great was the crush that latecomers had difficulty seeing much of anything.